The day is met with mixed feelings, especially among young people. Political analyst Pride Mukono explains the significance.
Heroes Day basically reminds us that as a society, we've come quite a long way in terms of the values of freedom and liberation and a shared heritage. And I think, in my view, that entails that we ought to celebrate what the contribution made by the past generations, that shared heritage and that common history of seeking freedom and liberation is something that binds us like a thread throughout the history of our society.
Karen Mukwasi is a young Zimbabwean. She says the idea behind the Heroes Day has been tainted.
For a lot of Zimbabweans, this day continues to lose meaning. It has been politicized. They have completely forgotten that our grandmothers, our mothers, our fathers were in the villages. They were fighting alongside them. They would cook for them. They would alert them of any danger. They would hide them. Personally, my grandmother lost her house when her house was bombed because the liberation fighters were hiding behind her house. To me, she was a liberation war hero. She made a sacrifice.
Although those like Mukwasi's grandmother are not celebrated, critics say they were the backbone of the struggle and were exposed to persecution for helping the liberation fighters. Mukono says, fast forward to today, and the idea of heroes should evolve with the times.
As we are progressing with and our country is coming of age, it is apparent that the heroes of today are now different from the heroes of yesteryear. I still believe that today our doctors who are on the front line of fighting the coronavirus amid so many shortages and so many problems are also our heroes. We have our teachers like those in the that are educating our children in rural schools, which are under-equipped, which have nothing, and are earning a very meager salary, but still keep on ensuring that our children get education. Those are our modern-day heroes.
He adds that human rights activists like Makomborero Haruzivishe, who has been incarcerated for over 6 months, are today's heroes as they fight to secure the same freedoms that came with the liberation struggle. Despite the politicization of heroes and the declaration of national and provincial heroes, critics say the government's populist stance has seen the stance changing. The late musician Oliver Mtukudzi was declared a national hero, while another musician, Saul Musaka, widely known as Soldier Love, was declared a provincial hero when he passed on. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.